Because women give birth and nurse their babies, fathers and other significant men in a baby's life sometimes feel like they're not very important during those first months of infancy. But this is wrong. As your baby's father, grandfather, uncle, or stepdad, you are a vital part of this baby's life. If you are a father, your baby has been able to recognize your voice from before he or she was born. Your baby looks for you, listens for you, and expects your love and closeness. Your baby wants you. Your baby waits for you to come home. Your baby drinks in your warmth and your kindness. Your baby longs to feel safe and loved in your arms. Your baby's mind is instinctively attuned to you and is searching for your love. Feel free to show your baby how much you love her. Sing to her. Show her the leaves on the trees, the oranges in your fruit bowl, the buttons on your shirt. Talk to her about the things she sees, the people who come and go. Tell her what you love about her every day. To get her attention, you don't need to jiggle her, tickle her, bounce her, or swing her. All those things distract a baby from soaking up the attention you pay to her. Babies don't need a lot of fuss. They're happy to simply look at you and rest in your arms or on your lap for long periods of time. They don't need to be entertained. Their minds absorb your gaze, the kind things you say, and your smile. When you pay slow, relaxed, loving attention, your baby's mind gets a kind of nourishment from you that builds the connections in her brain that help her learn, think, and solve problems. Your partner nourishes your baby with nursing for long stretches of time. You can nourish your baby with long stretches of connection time. She needs these moments of peace and closeness with you to warm her heart, develop her intelligence, and to let her know that all is well with her family. Her brain is building when you say, "Hey, little one, I'm home." "There you are. I missed you all day long. How's my little girl doing?" Or, "How's my little guy? What did you do all day? Come be with me." Your baby will learn to talk with you with her facial expressions and body language if you leave a stretch of time for her to respond after each sentence you say. Babies know when you're listening, and they love to be listened to. They love to have your respect while they tell you how they feel. When you leave space for your baby to talk to you, you'll sometimes get her calm, relaxed gaze. Assume that your baby is saying, "It feels so good to be with you," while she drinks in your attention. After she's about 6 weeks old, you will begin to get delighted, smiling responses some of the time. She is fully enjoying the connection you offer. Other times, your baby may decide to tell you some things that aren't so positive. She may decide to work herself into a good cry. We'll talk about what you can do when your baby cries in the podcast, What to Do When Your Baby Cries. On this one, we'll say a little more about the good things a baby loves to hear from his or her dad, grandpa, stepdad, uncle, or a good friend. Babies love to hear that they're loved. They love any song you sing, even if you can't carry a tune. They love to hear that you're glad they were born, that you see how special they are. They love to hear that you will always be in their life. You'll find your own best way of saying, "I'm so glad you're here with us." Your own way of saying, "You are my precious little one." Your own way of saying, "I love you." They love to be told that you miss them when you have to leave for work and that you will be back. They love to be told that you're about to pick them up or about to feed them or are going to put them in the stroller now. And some fathers ask permission. "May I put you in your stroller now?" Or, "Are you ready for me to change your diaper?" Others are more comfortable telling their baby, "Okay, it's car seat time. We're going to the store to get your mommy some bananas and apples." Or, "I'm going to change that shirt you burped in. It's all wet now." In order to learn language, babies need to feel like the world is a predictable place. So tell your baby what's going on around her. She already understands more language than you can guess. Your baby will thrive if you can set aside some time every day, 5 to 20 minutes perhaps, to simply hold her, connect with her, and let her show you what she wants to do. Don't have an agenda. Just start out with your baby on your lap or in your arms or beside you on the sofa. Look at her, tell her a few things, and offer your warmth. If she doesn't look at you first, you may need to move so that her eyes meet yours a couple of times. Encourage her to notice you, but don't demand it. She'll find her way to connect, and the two of you will have a talk that may not have many words, but that will be very satisfying to her. Your attention is important, even if there's not much action in the relationship yet. This practice of connecting with a child in special time, connecting without distractions, gives children a chance to be in charge of their relationship with you for a short time. When your baby is past her first 3 months of life, she'll begin to love little games of expectation. You can say, "Here I come," with delight, and then slowly you nuzzle her tummy or nibble her fingers or plant a kiss on her forehead. You move in gently, giving her some time to get excited before you make the affectionate contact. Babies love affection, especially affection that doesn't overwhelm them by being too sudden, too rough, or too complicated. You might think that little boys need to learn to be rough and tough, but babies, both boys and girls, gain strength from having experiences they can digest. They know so little about how the world works. Being gentler with your baby than your mother or father were with you is a good rule of thumb for us all. In the old days, people didn't know that babies are people. The babies think, or the babies can understand most of what you say and all about how you are and who you are. We know more now. Tender experiences early in life help babies feel competent and confident. So enjoy your baby. Love your baby as much as you want. Be gentle with your baby. There's plenty of time for rough and tumble play in the years to come. A good, gentle start will help your baby's confidence. Your love is a big, important part of your baby's good start. Thanks so much for listening. And thanks for all the effort and love you're pouring into your child.